Now, say my name.
It's Matt Coon!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, right here on the MLW Radio Network. So much going on. Want to thank our friends at the WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet, for all their support. What's going on? Well, first of all, I hope you enjoyed today's show, because we will not be doing any shows this weekend or any shows on the weekend for the foreseeable future. Want to make this show as quality as I can. The ones that we have, we want to get the most listens as possible. People generally don't listen on the weekends. So enjoy this show. Maybe it'll be a little bit longer. Not sure yet. I know what the subject is. But what you can do is go over to our brand new Patreon site. I think right now we have a member of the Patreon since I got it out last night late. And what's up there? TV reviews. So right now we have the AEW and the NXT review. Of course, next week we'll have Raw, we'll have SmackDown, and then we'll have a bunch of bonus content. Right now, just for $2, you can listen to what's on there if you're looking for a little total engagement. If not, no big deal. We can wait till November, and you can hear my full thoughts on AEW, Dynamite, and NXT if you want to head over to patreon.com/totalengage. But if not, it's all good, because this is the main show. This is Total Engagement, your daily wrestling fix. And today our subject is Seth Rollins versus the world. Today on Total Engagement. Man, oh man, has Seth Rollins had a rough go of it lately. And so much so, you have to wonder, is it a work or is it not a work? Listening to JR's podcast, Grillin' JR, this last one, he said a couple things. We're going to play it in a minute. But he also really made me think that it's not a work at all, that it is totally legit, because he said he talked to a couple Hall of Famers. One commented on the amount of money that Rollins was making, that maybe he's not getting anything above his downside guarantee, meaning they're not selling out any houses. Another one is wondering if he was cracking under the pressure. So let's take you through the history here and maybe see if we can help out Seth just a little bit. I don't know Seth Rollins. I don't dislike Seth Rollins. I think Seth Rollins is a talented wrestler, but I do think right now he's kind of struggling. And if we take you through the history of it, we'll get to present day shortly. We won't spend a long time on this because, you know, it is total engagement. We can take you back to June when Seth Rollins tweeted, "I'm the best, WWE's the best wrestling in the world involves me." Pretty much is what he said. Will Ospreay tweeted, "I'm still here." Seth Rollins tweeted, "Oh, I'm sorry, little guy. We already have a better version of you here, and he just won his first U.S. title tonight. Congrats, Ricochet." And then he says, "Keep working hard, though, buddy." And then Ospreay retweeted someone saying that Will Ospreay had actually wrestled more matches in 2019 than Rollins. And he said, "Catch up, little guy." And of course, you probably know Seth Rollins responded with a tweet that people thought was in bad taste when he said, "I mean, if you want to talk numbers, we can compare bank accounts too. P.S. That's counting a month off with a broken back." And he put a thumbs up emoji and said, "Buddy." He later apologized for that because he knew, I think he said something like, talking about the bank account thing was kind of a dick move. And it was, you know. And then he said some stuff about John Moxley in an interview with Sports Illustrated. So this isn't in character. He's on Jimmy Trina's show. And he said that Moxley took his ball and he went home, and that it was a little presumptuous of him to get on a podcast and talk down about the company that gave him such opportunities, which is, to me, the most tone-deaf shit I've ever heard, quite honestly, because presumptuous is not really what that means. I guess he's saying it's not appropriate to get on a podcast and talk down about the company that gave him such opportunities. What I heard in the interview that he did with Wade Keller was that he wanted to work for WWE and that it was stifling for him. And then as far as taking his ball and go home, that's not what he did. If he took his ball and went home, that would mean he didn't finish the contract out. He finished the contract out. So Rollins, again, in the public face, not doing a great job either. And of course, who could forget the recent bizarre interchange between Sasha Banks and Seth Rollins, where Seth Rollins tweeted something about his match with Rey Mysterio. It meant something to him. Sasha Banks made fun of it, and it seemed like it was in character, although who knows what goes on behind the scenes. And then Seth Rollins responded with, "This is a match I've been looking forward to as much as every other match you've ever had, aka not at all. Luckily for me, you'll underdeliver like you always do and continue to wonder why you're not in more main events." To me, that is not a wrestling promo. And here's how you know it's not a wrestling promo. A wrestling promo is when you build the other person up. You know, like for instance, if he said, "You're such a terrible person, my girlfriend is hotter, but I can see that you've won a lot of championships and I'm going to let my girlfriend take care of you," at least say something positive. But instead it was just kind of a burial or attempted burial. And the next thing you know, Seth Rollins deleted his Twitter account. He came back, you know, a day later, but that's the kind of backdrop that we're talking about here with Seth taking on the entire fucking world. So then recently Seth Rollins was asked about taking on Kenny Omega. And here's what Seth Rollins had to say.
"So look, when Kenny's done playing in the minor leagues over there, he can come and work at the absolute top professional wrestling company in the world in front of the most people and make the most money and have the biggest matches, which is with me at WrestleMania. Thank you."
Again, not a wrestling promo, a real life promo. And when you talk about things like making the most money, being in front of the most people, that is not really a good look for Seth Rollins. Everything we're seeing is this guy being a company guy. Jim Ross, who lately has been completely unfettered and unfiltered on Grilling JR podcast with Conrad, said this.
"But it's just for, it's not a classy thing to say for an athlete of his designation. So I don't know how many houses Seth has drawn. You know, maybe someday he'll be as over as his girlfriend. I don't know."
Oh. And so that's not surprising. And of course, this comes in the wake of the whole Hell in a Cell thing and people holding up signs saying he's not cool and people booing him and him sulking on Twitter and even using the hashtag Seth Rollins is not cool. What can we do about this? Well, first of all, let's not talk about on-screen in-ring stuff, because I already talked about that. I guess I'll talk about it for a second. Basically, I think he should talk less. I think he should be a silent assassin. I think he should be the guy he was in The Shield. That guy was great. If he's going to be the face, they're not going to turn him heel. So if he's going to be the face, let's get him off the microphone. Let's make him more silent, more effective, quicker. As I always say, a silent assassin. Outside of the ring, he has got some changes to do. If we talk about the purpose of social media, the purpose to me of social media for a wrestler is just like everything else. It's to make money. Do these tweets make him money? Do they make him a better draw? Is there any reason for them except grinding personal axes? No, I don't think so. So I would say everything, all the clues, like Jim Ross's podcast, he said that a Hall of Famer asked if Seth Rollins is cracking under the pressure. All these clues are telling me that Seth Rollins might be reacting to the pressure. I'm not going to say cracking. I don't know the guy. But I think there's a role model he can look to into how to handle all this. You get pushed as a face. People reject you. People talk about you. You're talked about as corny, or you're talked about as not appealing to the fans. But yet, you can overcome it because John Cena did. John Cena had all these things. And what did John Cena do? John Cena took it with a sense of humor. And also, I would go ahead and hypothesize, he took it with something that's called the Stockdale Paradox, which if you've ever read the book Good to Great, talks about Admiral James Stockdale. And basically, the Stockdale Paradox is if you're in a bad situation, you have to accept it. You have to accept the awful truth of what's going on. Full on embrace it and know what's going on. You can't hide behind it. You can't go in denial about it. You have to accept everything's that's going bad is actually happening, right? So he can say, okay, I'm being pushed. People hate me. People don't like me. People are booing me. On Twitter, I'm doing very badly. So there's a second part of that. You have to be resolved to change it. And in being resolved to change it, you have to make some changes, Mr. Rollins. And one is the way you react to people on social media. But more importantly, stop taking everything so seriously. I know that's easy to say if I'm not in that position to get that pressure to deliver all the time. But pragmatically, you're not doing yourself any favors by responding to everything and also probably making yourself miserable as well. If you're responding like this, then this stuff probably upsets you. Dude, you're making millions of dollars in the biggest wrestling company in the world. There's no reason for you to bad talk people. And there's no reason for you to take exception to what the fans say, because you're being put in that position by your bosses and they believe in you. So don't take yourself so seriously. Embrace it. Look at what Cena did. It totally worked for him. It took a while. But man, that guy was a trooper. He took it on the chin and he embraced the parts of being a top superstar that he could do. He embraced the part of the audience that liked him. And most importantly, acknowledged the part of the audience that didn't. John Cena is your role model, Seth Rollins. You might want to give him a call. Just pick up the phone and give that man a call. And that is my advice to Seth Rollins, and also kind of my reporting on the Seth Rollins against the world issue that's going on right now. What's going on at Total Engagement is it's Total Engagement with the world. Crazy downloads every single day. And so much so that we're going to focus on Monday through Friday, because those are the days where everybody's listening. But if you want a little bit more Total Engagement, go to patreon.com/totalengage. And we'll have SmackDown over the weekend up there as well if you want a little bit more Total Engagement. Thank you for listening to your Friday and weekend edition of Total Engagement. Of course, you can reach me, Matt Kuhn, at Matt Kuhn Music on Twitter, or the show at Total Engage Show. Please go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. And most of all, thank you so much for listening once again to Total Engagement Daily with me, Matt Kuhn.